Chris Daly here, and we always, myself and my partner in crime, Denise Maxwell, always look for Jamaicans making a difference. And do we have a person like that for you this evening? We're going to be talking to Andrew Foulkes. He's a passionate Jamaican who has thus authored a fantastic book, How to Turn Pain to Purpose. It's a powerful yet reflective book that gives us some life lessons on how to harness the possibility of pain or painful circumstances. Consider one of his bold assertions. The purpose of pain is not only to bring discomfort. Pain can bring forth hidden gifts and talents when it severely pushed us outside of our comfort zone, forcing us to take the leap of faith, which leads to powerful results. Come on, folks, grab something to drink. Listening, let's hear Andrew share some of his wisdom so we can deal with some of the challenges, issues of our life. To do the interview, my partner in crime, Janice. Janice, take it away.
Thanks, Chris. Welcome, welcome, Andrew. How everything wagwan?
Yeah, man. Blessings, man, and thanks for having me,
So tell us a little bit about your Jamaican roots.
All right, so Andrew Foulkes. So I grew up in the parish of Clarendon when I was younger. I grew up on a farm known as the ADC farm. So it's an export farm, really. I grew up between Clarendon and Kingston, so I would spend holidays in Kingston with my mom. I moved back to Kingston in ninth grade, really, after I got in some trouble in school. And yeah, I've been in Kingston ever since.
I see. You know who has the bigger? Yeah, I. Whenever you folks, when you read his book, he'll tell you a little bit about his experience and how he ended up in Kingston, and that's an interesting read. So, who was the biggest influence in your formative years, do you think?
All right, so I grew up between Clarendon and Kingston. My father was in Clarendon, my mom was in Kingston. So the younger part of my life, I was with my father and my stepmom in Clarendon. And then after starting high school, I had moved back to Kingston with my mom. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then the book tells about that. So for those of you, we're going to learn about how he turned his pain into power. Who was the biggest influence in your formative years?
So growing up, it was my mom. That was the person that was the person I really looked up to. I thought my mother was super rich when I was younger, because of the stuff that she would normally get for me and just how she would treat me and my siblings. But then it was after growing up, I realized that she was actually working two jobs.
So you get to appreciate your parents. Well, when we're younger, we don't realize the sacrifice that parents have to do, you know? We're told that our lives are groomed by five people we spend time with. Describe how a gang situation became your situation.
So the high school gang started because I had a lot of unresolved issues from a tender age. Growing up, I felt rejected and out of place. And so I was just trying to fit in somewhere. And when I started high school, I just fit in into the wrong crowd. So I was never like it wasn't me being a bad child or anything. It was just trying to fit in somewhere. And then the gang actually was like a safe place. It was a place where you felt like, you were appreciated and needed. Was the wrong crowd, but I just felt appreciated, and that's how the whole gang thing started from high school.
Well, you see that with many young men. I mean, even if I don't know if you know Tupac, if you listen to some of his rap lyrics, he talks about that. So it's not unusual for young men to find gang, like a gang fam. Of the gang is basically a surrogate family. So it's understandable. Not that it's right, but it's understandable. How did you survive such a situation to be able to now put pen in this important book?
So in eighth grade, it was very serious. I held my first gun in seventh grade, but in eighth grade, I was actually seen with a gun on the campus, and it became very serious. And so in ninth grade was where I found, you know, I started to focus more on like music. So music actually became that escape from the whole gang and gun thing for me in high school. Mm-hmm. But in ninth grade, now I started to be the school DJ. I DJ in schools and DJ song for the football team and stuff. And that became like, you know, that passion and the love for music just steered me away basically from the entire whole gang situation.
Yeah.
In terms of putting pen to paper now, though, that was, so I wrote the book, you know, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And that was after just realizing that a lot of my bad decisions in life, you know, was as a result of the unresolved issues that I had really. So I got locked up 6 times. And it was, again, it wasn't because I was so evil or so, you know, such a bad person. It was just always being in the wrong crowd. But then for every action, there's an opposite but equal reaction, as Newton would say. And as such, I realized that I had some issues that weren't resolved, which led to me walking around with a lot of anger inside of me.
Yeah. But you, and even though you're in Jamaica, you see some of the same issues with young men who end up in that sort of gang situation where they're being introduced to weapons that they should have no access to. And it makes you wonder, how are these people able to let those children, and they are children at that age, to get access to it? Access to guns, you know, whether it's Jamaica or in the inner city, it's. I think it's someone's really behind this, you know. So the cover has to draw. It has a unique look to it. Give us a backstory and how you came up with that design, with the title.
All right. So the title of the book, or I got the title was. In 2018, I actually was sleeping. It was like the 23rd of December 2018. I tell people this story every day. I was sleeping. It was around 2 o'clock in the night, and I woke up out of my sleep with this title in my head, The Power of Pain. Mm. And I just had the title there in my head. I wrote it down in a book to remember it. And it was like 2 years after that, I was going through a lot financially. You know, that was when I just got out of jail. Mm-hmm. Was a very serious thing, and I had a lot of financial issues. I was going through a lot, and I remember one day I was contemplating suicide.
One day
I just sat on my veranda, and I it was either I'm going to kill myself or I'm going to fight. And I just took up a blank book and started writing. Mm. And me started to write was just like therapy for me because of all I was going through. But then it you know, that brought, it produced the book, The Power of Pain. And yeah, just everything was fate because I really didn't have the funds, you know, when I was getting the book out, published and so forth. It took a lot. It was a lot. And it was just fate. I reached out to a publishing company to ask them how much it would cost me to get the book proofread and designed and so forth. They gave me the figure and I made it happen. You know, So it's a self-published book. You know, it's my financial resources. So. That's the story behind it.
I see. When you were in jail, did they give you like, were you able to talk to someone? Was it like a juvenile detention thing? I don't think it would be jail.
No. So holding my first gun in seventh grade is just what is just me being introduced to guns. But the lockup situations all happened when I was, since I got, you know, I became a man basically. Okay. So.
Okay, you're very strategic about how the chapters is organized as you want. Because it is a good read. I was able to sit down and just go right through it, not like put it down, but it's a good read. Can you talk about that? You made it so flowing.
Yeah, because so if you realize, so in the book, the childhood experiences would have been, and the struggles that I facing, you know, as a child growing up would have been in the past tense. But then a lot of things that I wrote in the book also was why I was actually going through them while writing.
Mm. So yeah, it's like archaic. it was Carthaic for you. You know, you took it out. You took it out another way, because you could have taken it out one way, which we wouldn't be having this conversation now. But you took it out another way, and that's good that you found an outlet to do that. You know, we're appreciative of it, and hopefully your work will touch people so they can find out there's other ways to handle their situation. What has been some of the feedback you've received from this fine, fine work? Because if you go on YouTube, you can see you attending schools, quite a few schools at that. Tell us about those feedback.
So the first person, when the book just came out, the first person who bought a book from me, she bought the book today. She found out that she had stage 4 cancer tomorrow.
Wow.
And I remember her sending me a voice note saying that she was telling me about the experience. She was saying that she was at work, she was feeling ill, and she went to the doctor and they told her, you know, they did some tests and it was said that she had stage 4 cancer. Well, she did the test prior. She went to the doctor for the results the day after buying the book and she found out. And she said it was reading my book that actually gave her some strength and she actually was crying. In terms of going into the schools, you know, was me just understanding my story, seeing everything that's happening in Jamaica with schools and, you know, a lot of fights and support going on. And I was just saying that being somebody who held my first gun in 7th grade and went through all that I did, it would be, I just believe that my story would have resonated with the youths in the schools. So I just took it upon myself to just start a All-Island school campaign where I just went into schools, shared my story with students and just started mentorship programs and support with troubled youths. And to date, I gave away like $7.5 million worth of books.
Wow. Well, I know that people will appreciate it. Gift and it shall be received. You know, karma is always a positive thing. How can this biography be used as an instrument of transformation to our youth? Because you mentioned that you went around to the All-Island.
I believe that because of how vulnerable I chose to be while writing, because it took some level of vulnerability to really share some of my experiences and challenges, really. And I think that it's very relatable. It's easy. The style of writing was deliberate because I wanted it to be very easy to read it. I wanted it to be very impactful to youths and easy to understand. And I believe that just reading my story, I've seen where youths, you know, read the book and actually would WhatsApp me, send me messages, yo, bro, like, I read your book and that. Yo, I can't believe you went through all of this. And bro, I want change and I want you to help me for change. And so it's been impactful. And that's why I don't regret giving away. I gave away 2,200 books and people would ask me why. But I don't regret it, you know.
No, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. So don't you worry about that. We'll definitely promote you. So you're going to be blessed. Believe you me, you know? And so where can people purchase? Now that you've shown love to us, the public, we want to show some love to you. So where can folks get a copy of this fine, fine work?
So for persons overseas, persons overseas can purchase on Amazon. So on Amazon, it's The Power of Pain by Andrew Folks. And Folks is spelled F-O-L-K-E-S. So it's The Power of Pain by Andrew Folks on Amazon. Persons can also reach out to me on Instagram. So my Instagram page is Blaize, which is B-L-A-I-Z-E _ shell, which is S-H-E-L-L-S-H-E-L-L. So Blaize _shell on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Andrew Folks.
And then Shell is your hook, right?
Yeah. So if you realize everywhere I go to speak and, you know, even performing, Shell is the slang that I'd use. So it's something that the youths and everybody does really take on to. So people actually call me Shell now. So I can't really escape from the name right now. So people really just see me and call me Shell. But it was just something that I found that I thought would have been catchy. And so it represents a lot. So I'll be speaking and I say, yo, if you believe, say you can make it, just a shell. And they will say, shell, that's really just confirming. So yeah, man, we believe, you know, that vibe like that.
You used to rap or DJ. So that was a part of it too, right?
Still. And I'm still actually going back in music right now. I have a song, I have a single that's going to be released on Friday called Got This, which speaks to a lot of the negative topics and things that's going on in Jamaican dancehall music, and just me showing them that, like, you know, if this is the message that's being put out there in music, then this is the impact that it's going to have on the youth. So I just choosing now to be the different voice.
And I think it should change, to be honest with you, because dancehall in my era, the dinosaur era, no, only joking. In my era, it wasn't like that. And it's just gotten changed. I mean, even in the U.S., when rap music first came out in the 70s, 80s, and only because it became commercialized in the 90s, did the music start talking some outrageous things. And I find that in Jamaica, that dancehall, that's the same thing that happened with dancehall. It wasn't like that.
We're going to bring back the vibe now. As a song, as I start in the song, I said to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yes.
A lot of persons just see themselves as entertainers and not role models. So as I said, I going against everything right now to do this in terms of the message that I'm putting out in music now. But I believe that somebody has to do it. And just as how I do it with my book and with speaking in different schools, I have to do it through music too, because that's the first talent that God gave me, really. So. And the music is more. Yeah. So we're just going to be responsible with the messages that we put out in the music right now.
I think a lot of people, musicians or DJs, they have to take that on. I don't know if it's corporate. The corporate is saying, "Hey, you got to make some more gun song. Make some more. We're going shoot to the white meat and them sitting there." But I don't know if the corporate is doing that. Because
corporate is not really. I wouldn't put that on corporate, because corporate really does what corporate does to kind of curtail even those messages is that corporate doesn't sign the artists whose songs are 90% going on the gang and the scamming and the vibe like that. So when artists really want to get a corporate sign, they try to do less of those songs. So that's not a corporate problem. That's just the artist.
Well, I'm glad that you know that and keep pushing the positive music, the shell in a positive way. And corporate will soon sign you. You get signed yet? You talking to anybody?
Well, I'm signed to a record label. So I'm signed to Trailblazing Entertainment. So my manager is Mr. Ronald Young.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just really working on branding Blaze and the Shell brand to really get out. So we sign as an author, a speaker, an artist, and a songwriter. And so we're just putting out positive messages, really, and just trying to be that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. We need that. We need that because we want you to cross over and come over here in the diaspora. Yeah. And so we can lift you up. We want your positive down there so the youths, because, I mean, for those who listen to this, when you go on the YouTube, this guy is influenced. It's a Wolipa school. This man go to, one Wolipa school. So, we have to show him some love. Purchase that brother's book. We need it. He needs the love. He needs the love for his book. And when he becomes a really good singer and DJ, we're going to have you back again so you can promote your music. So,
the song coming out on Friday, is that vibe where we say, tired to see talent stifle when them are highlight mockery. Olipa copycat, fire life, trust me. The youths will get the breaks and them are trap dancer. Shell, they have to free it up. The Christ, I must be. Hustle dancer, them, they are the heights of the chop. New nugget, we learn for budget, know the price at the shop. Them get a bad flow and then say them are lyricists. But when you check it out, them brain shallow the size of the shot, bro. But we are trying to teach to the school youths, them. If I'm not chopping, then a science, bro. Voodoo, then. No school youths, I go to school, I wear gathering. So we look at that as I go get some fool men. And I say, it's a good vibe, bro.
Yes, yes, yes. Positive. Shell. I can say it again. Shell to you, huh? So,
We love those closing, positive closing thoughts. So to learn more about Jamaican Diaspora, visit jamaicandiaspora.com. To learn more about Chris Daly, it's chrisdaly360.com. And come again, wheel and come again, Andrew. Let them know how they can get a hold of you, purchase your book, and support you socially.
On social media, you know, it's Blaze, which is B-L-A-I-Z-E underscore Shell Shell, which is S-H-E-L-L-S-H-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's and on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. You can type Andrew Fox. And to purchase the book, it's on Amazon, Andrew, The Power of Pain by Andrew Fox.
Yes. Positive brother. Support him, y'all. Okay, Andrew, we had a nice little chat. You have to come back again. Okay? So thanks for coming, spending some time with us, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Shell Shell.
Okay.
Shell Shell. To whom much is given, much is expected. We have to know what we are doing with talent, with platform, with craft. Rich not always mean right, and it's either you go stand for something or fall for anything. I just my belief that still. Dog, tired for see talent stifle when I'm a highlight mockery. Wool heap a copycat, spy life, trust me. Youths will get the break, so them a trap dancehall. Shell shell, they have to free it up the Christ. I must be hustle dancehall, them near the heights of the chop. New nugget, learn for budget, know the price of the shop. Them get a bad flow, answer them a lyricist. But when you check it out, them brain shallow the size of the shot, bro. What we a try teach to the school youths, them. If I'm not chopping, then a science, bro. Voodoo then. No school youths, I go a school, I wear yard ring. So we lick a daughter. I go get some fool men. Alright, youths want on chopper. Want me one of them cool youth, yeah. For learn for chop and beat woman. Are the new rules, sir. So Mr. Artist, question to you now, sir. What if your daughter get one of them school youth, yeah? We put bedroom in a song now and I celebrate slackness. Woman I do them body, we leap a fake hotness. White people come Jamaica for suntan, but Jamaicans we are bleach, bro. Warm to a blackness. Shello, you fi bun chopping, bro. What kind of song this? Yeah, bun out all bleaching. The streets not gonna grab this. You not make no money if I'm a righteousness you practice. Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this.
Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this. Stand for something, or fall for nothing. Either you stand up for the greens, or you fall for mutton. Who say artists can boss if them not sing bout chopping? Alright, bet against me now if you want see something. Well on, failure for follow, or failure for lead. Youths get phone over books, so them not tailored for read. School girl gone a river now, they underwater. I praise so them not suffocate, because them aim off a breed. Well on, no for sport lads, but not praise ya. And if you see ya go a church, them not praise the savior. Yeah man, me know it a go rough. You know, for go against the odds, but at the end of the day, me I do this with Jada.
Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this.
Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this.
Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this.
Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this.
Shell Shell,
my got this.
Yo, Panta, me know say easy if you go chopping and make a money,
got
you see me?
This.
And me know say artists say, them a entertain and a role model. But at the end of the day, to whom much is given, much is expected, you see?
Got this.
We have to know how we are teaching
you. Got this, watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this.
Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this. Got this, my got this.
Watch it from your boy, I got myself fool, my got this.
Shell Shell. Good afternoon, Miss Panton. Yeah, man, a Shell Shell, my name, man. No, we are not Usain Bolt lawyer. We are Jamaican, you know? Ghetto youth. You see me? Everybody attack Miss Panton, but me just want to ask you this. Tell me, are you the run with the Don? Me never know you are the Don foot. Are you name Casey and way of the man tree youth? Or you reaching at the man bank book? Tell me, are you the train with the Don? So your face say you're entitled now. and no miss Pantan, and you hear me, mama boy, me never know, say you push him out. Shelshe, you say your daddy have cancer. What you saying, Bolt, have to do with that? Your father name Mr. Bolt or Glenn Mills, tell me, your father ever try coach track Miss Pantan? We no wish sickness for nobody. No real youth, no wish jail for no addy. You say your father sick and you never have it, but 12 mil US we cancer, we not have it. No, Miss Pantan, listen to my party. Your daddy sick and you a drive hardy. And no cancer treatment you pay for, you a follow rule read, you a keep cancer party. Miss Pantan, you know you not play. You say the SSL, them cut your pay. What you say, what you not make a night, you must make a day. 3 bill, you did a plan fit by GAE. And you did run with the Don. Me never know you are the Don foot. Are you name Casey and we have the man tree youth? Or you reaching at the man bango? Tell me, are you the train with the Don? So you feel say so you're entitled now. I know Miss Pantan, your name, your name, mama boy. Me never know, say how you push him out. No, Mr. Arden, me think you're fully bright. But you make a speech, that speech no right. You a run a company with your CN as your client, and him name no pop up in your sight. No, not band chop song and band chop artist. The chop song, them mongrel a lock parties. And even if a man do go chop, by time it go in at the bang chop it back. Are you the run with the Don? Me never know you are the Don foot. Are you name Casey and we have the man tree youth? Or you reaching at the man bang boom? Tell me, are you the train with the Don? So you feel say so you're entitled now. I know Miss Pantan, your name, your name, mama boy. Me never know, say how you push him out.
Yeah.